जय सुभाष श्रीमती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। रेस्पेक्टेबल वैष्णव ऑनरेबल जेंटलमैन एंड लेडीज एंड माय डियर गॉड ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स disciples and beloved children, I first bow down to you all, that is, you come in this occasion for me to see me or meet with me. Anyway, you are bestowing your mercy and affection to me, I have no doubt. Actually, I cannot speak English, it is true. That is, I not read in school. What I can say in English, it's come through the mercy of the devotee. That is, devotee's communication with me now come, and I have no other way, and necessity is the mother of invention. If I not read books or not read in school, but necessity come to meet with the devotee. Before it was only heart to heart some transaction. I surprise which way it is possible, but it's happened. In the Western devotees' character, especially Spanish devotee, they cannot speak English. I cannot speak English. They do not know Bengali. I do not know Spanish. But they are every year coming to Navadvip after Guru Maharaj also, and happily they are only smiling and giving their seva for the service to Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundara, and happily staying. Maybe sometimes 1 month, 2 months they are staying in the mosque. And this happened. That is, I think not only language, there our heart transmission and transaction, that's also very valuable. And I am so fortunate that they have affection, and I have also attraction and affection for them. And that affection take out me from India. First it happened in Australia. It was planned. All the Australian devotees was very enthusiastic. They given so much land in the Australia, and I want to go and there give some foundation of the temple. That was my plan. But Shiva Sagar Maharaj and Mohanananda Prabhu said, when you are going out from India, then you must go all over the world. Why not? And plan change by the mercy of Sagar Maharaj and the devotees. And from all over the world, devotees' response come very heavily, and they want to meet with me in their own country. And this way, this suddenly happened my world tour program. And I am also very enthusiastic to preach, but I have much responsibility in Navadvip, Puri, Calcutta, Vrindavan recently. Cannot come out from there, but by the mercy of the devotee, it's happened, and it's very nicely. I relish with the mood of the devotees. Before Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj also, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada 3 times told me when he's finishing his world tour, every year going to Guru Maharaj. to see Guru Maharaj, with talking with Guru Maharaj, he feels very happy. And every time going, and that time, 1973, 1975, 1976, like that. Every time telling, oh Govinda Maharaj, you come with me, and I shall take you, I shall give you wall to ticket, you will see what I am preaching all over the world, and you will give report to Sridhar Maharaj, and he will be happy to hear that, more happy. I am giving report, but if you will give report, come out in form of my wall too. And it is what by their will not happen that time, but their devotees' eagerness and wills more effective. I am seeing that. That is, by their mercy, I can come out from India. Anyhow, I am getting much response from the everywhere. From everywhere, I am getting much response to preach. But I, Srila Swami Sagarmaj told, actually, I come to meet with my friends and their families, not for preaching. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, it is not preaching program. Actually, if he wants to preach, before necessary to make something, environment, you must create there. Then you will try to preach, then your preaching mission will be successful. But I have no time that way. Here 2 days, Miami, here 2 days, Hilo 2 days, there Kudai Honolulu 2 days, Maui 2 days, like that program. It is not actual preaching program. Anyhow, where I am going, everywhere, Sripad Sagar Maharaj or Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, they are putting me in the court. You know, in the court, in the court judgment, putting in the court, and Kadgora, Asami, Kadgora, Asami, 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 prison, prisoner. Like prisoner, they are presenting me in front of the devotee. Yo, Govinda Maharaj have this quality, that quality, that quality. Now I shall give examination. Yeah, what they told it is I have, I must try to prove that. Which way I shall prove? It is not with me. Actually, they are telling too much about me, and I am feeling very uneasiness. Guru Maharaj told, yes, he has that quality, he wants to establish his mission, and they are following also Guru Maharaj. Then they are telling too much for me, but I am feeling it is too much for me, actually. I am unqualified and insignificant, I have nothing actually. But one qualification, if you can say, that is, I am fanatic to Guru Maharaj. Yeah, always, where is Guru Maharaj there, I am following, trying to follow him. Following is very difficult. That is, Guru Maharaj is so high and I am very low. But trying to follow, and another way I can say, his mercy is very causeless mercy. And it's bestowed upon me and others also. And it is, I cannot guess which way much mercy he bestows upon my head. That is, he always giving support as a bad boy I am. But he is always giving support to me. And from my young age, I joined with Guru Maharaj in 1947. Then 42 years spent with Guru Maharaj. But I never seen Guru Maharaj told anything against of my character or anything. Always Guru Maharaj giving support. Oh, what this boy doing? It is good, good, that way. But he is making for his own mission. And I do not know how much I can serve him, but I am trying wholeheartedly as possible by me. And some qualification coming, what is required for his preaching, service to his mission, service to his devotee and the deities, that's coming gradually by the wills and mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. Here is, I have no credit actually. I cannot speak English one word actually. Yes, no, very good. Three words I know. That is in 1981. Who went after that to the mart, he can understand it. It is true. I know yes, I know no, and I know very good. Three words I know. But after that, I not read book, and also I not try to learn English. But English also gradually coming to me, I am seeing that. It is very hopeful for me that I can express now something in English. Maybe their grammar some wrong, but you can understand, that is, you are so merciful devotee. You can understand easily what I want to tell to you. Then, now I have no so many problems or much disturbance I am not feeling. But when formal talk in the meeting necessary to give some speech, that time I am feeling very uneasy. Maharaj told right that question answer is easy for me. That is, I am thinking question answer is no problem for me. I trained with Guru Maharaj 42 years, with Srila Swami Maharaj 10 years. Then question answer, it is very easy for me. Thousand of thousand questions came to Guru Maharaj and they gave answer, then it is very easy. But formal talking is very uneasy for me. Maharaj told correct. Anyhow, I have got much inspiration to come in the West. And when I enter into Australia, 15 days there, day-night program continuously, continued there, 15 days, like a big hotel, 100 devotees always eating prasadam, sleeping there, and always some discussion going, chanting, sankirtan, many things, initiations, many things. But it is actually preaching program like that, happened in Australia. And when I come to Singapore, I surprised to see there are 100 devotees from Malaysia come to see me. Then I have got much enthusiasm. Before it was not my idea, they have much love. I know they love me. They are coming time to time, Navadvip. And also they are doing seva of our mart. But this type of affection and eagerness I have not seen before. Gradually I am enlightened and I am very happy to see their mood and affection. And what was beyond my thinking, now it is coming in my mind, yes, I can also preach something in the West. But what new I shall give to you all? That's my thinking now. What given by Srila Swami Maharaj, what given Srila Guru Maharaj, that is the supreme for all the jiva souls. Sri Swami Maharaj's worldwide mission organized. One year he have got much trouble and austerity for preaching his mission in America. One year he cannot preach successfully. Even he feel too much, he have got too much austerity. But after 1 year, all environment wholly changed, and within 5 years, all over the world, chanting and dancing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by His mercy. And after that, Srila Guru Maharaj's time also, we have got much inspiration. And they both gurus are given too much in this world. And we come in the West, when Swami Maharaj come, he was alone. Nobody was helper of Srila Swami Maharaj. But when I come in the West, 100,000 my friend, they are giving reception to me. Which way I am getting that? It is mercy of Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. Actually, it is really Swami Maharaj given that chance to us. Guru Maharaj later, I give sometimes the example. Swami Maharaj make channel blasting the Western culture, and we enter there very happily. When he came here, that time he have no friend, and when we come, then we have got much friend, many friends here. Actually, we come to see my friends and family. Then now circumstance change, and also mood of the devotee, that's also changed. That is, it's past 20 years actually. More than 20 years, maybe. Anyhow, Kumudavanam apasri srimad ambhoja khandam tajyati madabuluka pritivansh chakravaka. Always one wave cannot run. Sometimes jwar and sometimes bhata coming.
Ebb and
tide. Huh?
Tide and ebb of the ocean. Ebb and tide.
Once came very big jwar. Jwar means seven. Tide. When from the ocean
coming in
water. That is called jwar. In the time of Srila Swami Maharaj, some jwar came and flooded all over the world in the Hari Sankirtan. And they are chanted and dancing. In the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody knows before in the Western world. They do not know who is Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Advaita Prabhu. And now, from 10,000 miles or kilometers far, this Miami, here worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and their devotees. And you are all the devotee of that Srimad Mahaprabhu. It is mercy of Srila Swami Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj told Srila Swami Maharaj was Satyabhish Avatar. It is true. One man cannot do this. Only power of the God can do it. The power of God, that means Nityananda Prabhu. He is very eager to preach about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's powerfully bestowed and concentrated in the mood of Srila Swami Maharaj, and through that you have got much through him and through Guru Maharaj also. Then what I can give more? I only can give you their conception, what I have got from them, that I can give in my own way, I can represent to you that conception. And nothing else I have. Then I come to meet with you, and also I have got much affection and much inspiration to see the mood of the devotees in this Western world. And also it is our life. Sannyas means to promise in front of his guru to, with my body, with my mind and with my speaking, I must do your seva. That is sannyas. Kaya mun vakya. Kaya means body, mind and speech.
Words.
I shall do seva of my guru. And that promise is sannyas. The Guru Maharaj wants to give me sannyas so long, but I was afraid to take his chair. That is, I know the respect of the chair of Srila Guru Maharaj. But anyhow, by his strong will it's come to me, and I am trying to serve him. And I promise, yes, I shall preach Krishna consciousness. I shall try to speech your conception. And it is now come to me as my duty. Then where I am going, there some preaching, and preaching his mission, glories of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and the devotees. This is my duty now. Anyhow, I am very happy to come this place, Miami, and here is Sri Chaitanya Saraswati not so long, maybe 7-8 years, is it? 5 years. 5 years, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math representing here our Brajavala Devi. It is very nice. Somebody sometimes telling, there is one house and you are giving name of Math. I told, no, they are sannyasi, brahmachari, everybody going there, and they are living their house, they are taking prasadam, they are preaching. Then it is Chaitanya Saraswati Math representing, I have no doubt there. And now I come and I am seeing that it is true. They are all the sannyasi, brahmachari, or Sripad Giri Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, you also came here before? Many of the sannyasi brahmachari, the sadhu maharaj, they are coming here and preaching from here, and she also preaching, mani regular conception of Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. And you are, if you see the altar here, I have seen the altar, then I can understand immediately what preaching going from this place. Actually, mot means her. From her we can preach Krishna consciousness. This is meanings of the mot coming that way. And I am very happy to come here first. It was not my idea that it is possible in a house we can make some mot. But now I am happy to see that Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mot Miami, we give address in our book, and many things coming, letters also come. I have got letters from Guru Kripa Prabhu, you may know, maybe he's him. He happily wrote, I was in Honolulu, in the house of Guru Kripa Prabhu, and he also gave much nourishment and affection to me. Now he is also very enthusiastic to preach. He stopped his preaching before. Now, every heart they are getting some inspiration and feelings, they are getting more enlightened way in their heart. And it is my good fortune, I can do something for them. If I can do something good for them, I feel very happy. Then it's come out and I also feel I can preach something in the Western world. But if Krishna will give again chance to come in the West, my program also I shall make other way. That is, two days, it is not good for preaching. 7 days at least, if we can stay somewhere, then we can preach something about Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very easy thing. That is, it is everybody's religion. It is not religion of Hindu. It is not religion of Muslim or Christian or Buddha or Sankara Sampradaya. They have some Sampradaya. We have not really Sampradaya. It is religion of the Jiva soul, Krishna consciousness. Jiver Sarupai Krishna Nityadas Krishna Tatastha Shaktir Vedavet Prapakash. Krishna Huli Shai Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukh Athe Mayatare Daya Sansaradi Dukh. Akon ki kore and which way we can get relief from this environment, that's also given Kaviraj Goswami very clearly and very simple way. Brahmanda Brahmiti Guna Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach Mali Hoya Sei Beach Kare Arapon Sravani Kirtan Jale Kare Sichan Upojiya Bare Lata Brahmanda Bhedi Jaya Viroja Brahmalog Bhedi Parabhom Paya Tabe Jaya Tadupuri Golok Vrindavan Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrikhe Kare Arahan. Yes. Very easy thing. Only necessary mercy from Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnava. And through that we will get some Sukriti. And Sukriti means our fortune making, fortune maker. And we must search for Sri Krishna. Easily it will come to us. And who is Krishna? If we go to the Sadhu, they will say and show the reality, the beautiful. And God consciousness all over the world, everywhere you will see. In the different name, God consciousness everywhere, but in different name. But what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why? That's explanation very simply given in the scriptures. Then we can understand easily. Krishna bhajan, mane worship and practicing Krishna consciousness, that is our life's goal. And given by Srila Swami Maharaj, given by Srila Guru Maharaj, and that day has come. It non-stopping way it is running. Maybe somehow something disturbance, it will come. That is the nature of this mundane world. Always we are living a disturbful environment, within disturbing environment. Then it must be with us. But by the way, we shall proceed to our destiny, cross over all the disturbance. And that destiny is Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrikhe Kare Arohan, service to the Krishna and leaving that plane of exploitation, leaving that plane of renunciation. We must try to pratishtha, establish ourselves in the plane of dedication. And dedication to whom? We shall surrender to whom? That is Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead, that is Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat said clearly, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam in Brahma Sangita told Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. That is, we we must worship Krishna. That is, Krishna is Isha and he is Parameshwar, Paramakrishna, and he is Sachidananda Vigraha. What is the English, Maharaj? Sachidananda Vigraha?
Form, eternal form of consciousness and bliss.
Eternal form of consciousness and bliss. That is Sachidananda Vigraha. And he is Anadi Radhi.
Beginningless. And he is the beginning.
He is the beginning and beginningless. Anadi Radhi, and his name is Govinda. And Sarva Karana Karana. Cause of all causes. Very clearly Brahma in Brahma Sangita. We can see. Then, with our mood of devotion that is within us, within everybody's heart, the mood of devotion, and through that devotion, we can worship Krishna very easily. Affection, love, beauty, everything we have, and through that we can worship. And he is, that is nectar of ocean. When we will go in touch with Krishna, we will get everything there. And Srila Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, they are both guru, world guru, and they preach this consciousness, conception in this world. And it is Mahaprabhu's conception. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, 500 years ago, appeared in this world with his paraphernalia and associates. And through Srimad Mahaprabhu's associate Sargoswami, we have got that Krishna conception, and that is the supreme conception of our life. Actually, every heart has some fearful environment, but in Krishna consciousness, they are always environment giving us ecstasy and hopeful and happiness. That is the wealth of Krishna consciousness. Tatra laulamapi mulla mekalam janma koti sukridarina labhate. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati priyatang jadi kutopi labhate. Tatra laulamapi mulla mekalam janma koti sukridarina labhate. Every has some rules and regulations, restrictions, many things giving. Discouragement. All the Vedic knowledge also, there we have seen, we can see many things discouragement there present. Ladies cannot worship the deity, and gents also, there are many different type of position. We can say Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and also Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Grihastha. Many way differentiating Vedic knowledge. But Krishna consciousness, here everybody is same position if they have attraction and hankering for the Krishna consciousness, they can enter into that world. And there is love, beauty, ecstasy, charm, and only laulama vimullam ekalam janma koti sukrite nalad bhate. Laulam, what is English, Maharaj? Laulam?
Hankering.
There is wealth. And you can buy that through your hankering. This is the Mahaprabhu's conception. And that we have got through our Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj and all over the world now chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is non-different with Krishna. And if we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will get everything, what we need, what we want in our life, everything we will get. This is Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures very clearly told. Today when I am coming, some tape we heard, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatirannata. Srila Swami Maharaj is giving explanation. Nasteva, 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 this way. Yeah. Without chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you have no other way to get that supreme goal of your life. Then, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. And that consciousness, conception given by Srila Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and till they are associates all over the world, they are also preaching that consciousness. And some have some disturbance, somebody going that way, it is not lookable. Actually, in the battlefield, many soldiers die. But necessary to win the battle. And that's happening. Now Russia also, they are thousands of followers. They come in Krishna consciousness line. And it is very good news. And always we are getting enthusiasm. When I went to Australia this time, there also I have got over 100 the devotee, new devotee. Everywhere, 50, 40, 100, one day, 2 days, talking with them, and they are getting much enthusiasm and coming in the line of Krishna consciousness. And this way, if we can preach in this world, we must get our friends more and more. I have no doubt. And if Krishna will give chance, we shall try again to come in the Western world, Southern world, for the preaching. This is not our preaching program actually. But it is only survey, we are doing survey. What is possibility? And through that we are getting much inspiration and love and affection from the devotee and also sincere seeker. They are all wants to get it. And that is our good fortune, I am also thinking. Anyhow, if you have any question, I cannot give speech actually. If you have any question, you can do that, but not very big question like Paramahansa Yogananda.
Do you think should Ashram Maharaj say something in Spanish?
You can understand the English. Something can understand. Not necessary to explain, translate it in Spanish.
Your translation.
Yes. Ashram Maharaj will tell. Anyhow, Maharaj, you can tell, but not very hedgy.
One thing I would like to hear something from your lotus lips is some little controversial topic. It is that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he asked his disciples to chant 64 rounds. Then sometimes we heard that was done to 32. Then our Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he said you should try at least 16 rounds. Now you're saying minimum 4 rounds. And I can see that these rules of the chanting, that is one thing, but you're stressing so much love and affection. Or above, not ignoring the rules, but above the rules. Maybe you can give us some understanding how this whole can harmonize.
You, Maharaj, Mahaprabhu said, who is Lakhapati, I shall take food from his hand. But that time also, nobody chanting 1 lakh every day. Otherwise, this question, why, will come to Mahaprabhu. That time also, everybody was fearful. And who cannot chant 64 round, he is not telling anything to Mahaprabhu. Fearful. Yeah, I cannot, Mahaprabhu not will take in my house. Then they are not inviting Mahaprabhu. And I think Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also not chanting 64 rounds. That is, he was busily engaged with the service of Mahaprabhu. But what is the mood that necessary to know? Actually, why we shall chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? And we cannot chant. If I say you cannot chant, you will be hopeless. You see one sloka, then you can understand what you can do or not to do. This is the vital and main sloka about Harinam Sankirtan. That is, Ata Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai sevan mukhehi jivhadau svayameva sphurattada. You cannot chant. That is, your tongue, your lip, your body is munded. Sri Krishna Atev, Sri Krishna Namadi. Namadi means Sri Krishna name, fame, glory, namrup, gun lila. Name, form, qualities, and pastimes.
Activities, pastimes.
All is transcendental. And your tongue is mundane. Krishna's name is transcendental, non-different with Krishna, nam, nami, abhed. Krishna nam and Krishna, it is non-different. And Krishna is transcendental, Krishna nam is transcendental. And here sloka mentioning, no bhavet gajyam indriyai. Indriyai means senses. Senses, panchendriya,
yes.
Five. Eyes, ear, nose, tongue, and touch, skin. Through the these five, you cannot get contact. Then, which way you will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You can say me. You are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare through your tongue, and it is mundane. But Krishna is transcendental. Harinam is non-different with Krishna. No bhavet grahyam indriyai, and scripture said, you cannot chant. That is, you have no transcendental tongue. Then what you will do? You will stop to chant. And that is, you immediately can understand you cannot chant through this sloka. Then what is solution. Sevan mukhehi jivhadau svayameva sphurattada. you do seva, and that is also one kind of seva, chanting Hare Krishna. And that order given your guru, you do seva this way of Harinam, then Harinam will appear in your heart. Then as much as possible you try to chant. That is main thing. And other way, Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnav sevan and nirantar karatmi nam sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said je service to the Vaishnav, service to Guru can give you that form of transcendental. And through that you can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and you can do seva. Then first necessary to do service, to give your service to Guru Vaishnava. And through that you will get everything. Your form will take transcendental. And other way you can see in the scriptures, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dikha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale Krishna dare kare atma sama, sei deho kare tar chidanandamay, aprakrita dehe Krishner charana bhajay. Then nobody got diksha from your guru. Here also meanings coming this way. Dikha kale bhakta kare atma sama, when you are taking diksha from your Gurudev, you are doing surrender, atma samarpan, and immediate Krishna in form of your guru, he is taking you and immediate making your body transcendental, and through that transcendental body you are worshipping Krishna. That is the meanings, is it not, Maharaj? To have that consciousness. Then everything depending upon mood of service. Then Krishna Nam you can do, you can chant Hare Krishna. But service is essential for Guru Vaishnava and Harinam. Here more essential and more effective service to the Guru Vaishnava. And where that proof in the scriptures we can see Krishna himself said ye name bhakta ki name bhakta jana bhakta asyate jana mad bhakta anancha diye bhakta teme bhakta tamamata ye who is my devotee, he may not be my devotee. But who is my devotee's devotee? He must be my devotee. He is my devotee, I have no doubt. But who is my devotee? He may not be my devotee. Name bhakta jana prapta. Ki? Jeme bhakta jana prapta. Name bhakta asyate jana. Who is my devotee? Really, he is not my devotee, I think. But who is my devotee's devotee? He is my devotee. Here I am 200% sure. And why Krishna telling that? Krishna wants to satisfy his devotee. That is, devotee always trying to satisfy, trying to give satisfaction to Krishna through their service. And devotee 24 hours giving their service to Krishna, engaging themselves to the service to Krishna, for the service to Krishna. That is the nature of the devotee. And Krishna, naturally, he wants to give return. And rules is mundane and transcendental world. Rules is they are said, to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. When Krishna will take, Krishna must give return. Krishna not will digest that. but which Krishna will give return to his devotee. Devotee engaged 24 hours for this service to Krishna himself. Then Krishna not getting chance to give return to his devotee. Automatically Krishna feeling debt, indebted to his devotee. Then he is the hopeless position. They are giving so much, they are giving all to me, I cannot give return anything to them. And what they are trying to give return, that's also coming double way return to Krishna. But who is servicing devotee of Krishna, he is getting the chance to serve Krishna. And Krishna giving much encouragement to devotees, devotee. Oh, I cannot do what I cannot do, you can do that. Then really you are doing my job. What I want to do, you are doing that. Then I am slave of you. No parai hang nirabaddha sangjujang. This sloka in Srimad Bhagavat, if you discuss, then you can understand immediately that. The Krishna himself said, I cannot repay my debt to my devotee. But devotee is devotee. They are always servicing my devotee. Then, seva, service to Harinam, service to the devotee is devotee. It is very essential. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he organized broad way. Saraswati Thakur organized it. He gave too much attention for this service to Vaishnava, for the service to Guru. And etat sarvam guru bhakta purusham janjasa jaye, it is in Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat. And also tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu sreya uttamam shabde parecha nishtatam brahman upasamasrayam tarparate tad vijnanartha sa guru mevabhi gacchet samit pani srotriyam brahman. Through that seva, we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No other way. But we cannot stop to chant. That also one kind of seva. You can do seva by your hand, through your hand, through your mind. But you can chant Hare Krishna everywhere and all time. But minimum some rules and regulation, if not will give to you, then you will forget the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and also the Tulasi beat will fast every day. You must will try to make some excuse. Oh, I cannot chant today, that is I have much seva. But it's not will be. For that, Guru Maharaj said, minimum 4 rounds you chant. 16 rounds, Srila Swami Maharaj said, 16 rounds. But everybody not chanting 16 rounds. But they promise in front of his Guru. Swami Maharaj asked, can you chant 16 rounds? Yes. Can you follow 4 directives? Yes. Take Harinam. But they are, after that, they are not chanting 16 rounds. And they are doing Guru Aparad, offense to his Guru. And it is not only for Swami Maharaj, every hayar we have seen. And acharyas have some experience of their life, own life. Madhav Maharaj, one day Guru Maharaj told to Madhav Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj means god brother of Guru Maharaj, one night, 12 o'clock in the roof, Madhav Maharaj chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. The whole day, festival gone. He had not got time to chant Hare Krishna. And Guru Maharaj also had no time, but there was very good friend. And when he heard Madhav Maharaj chanting in the roof, Guru Maharaj has gone to Madhav Maharaj. That time his name was Ayagri Brahmachari. And Guru Maharaj said, go to bed and sleep. Early in the morning, 4 o'clock, you must wake up. Now 12 o'clock. How much you chanted? Well, only 5 rounds I chanted. Now, go to bed. 4 rounds is sufficient. Go to bed and take rest. Then you will get some energy. More energy will come to you and you can do seva tomorrow. Otherwise, if you try to finish 64 rounds, then you cannot do anything. This way, sometimes Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur in the Janmashtami. Janmashtami day, we are fasting, everybody. For whole day we are fasting. And night 12 o'clock, 11:30, after worshipping Krishna, we are taking some prasadam as anukalpa, fruits, etc. But one day heavy job come to do for that Hayagriha Brahmachari. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wants to send him to Delhi or somewhere like that, so far. And he not will get prasadam. A whole day fasting, night after 12 o'clock, he not will take, and he will be exhausted. Then next day he cannot do work. Some disturbance must will come to him. Then Prabhupada said, his secretary, give him prasadam, make some rice for him, and give him some rice and dal. He will eat and he will go. And the devotee is surprised, why Prabhupada gave this way order? Then devotee asked, Prabhu, you gave order, I shall give. Yes, yes, not necessary to teach me. What I am telling, you give him. Then Guru Maharaj was there. Guru Maharaj asked to Hayagriha Prabhu, Hayagriha Prabhu, Prabhupada ordered to you, you must take some rice and dal. He is making for you. And Hayagriha was very shy and also Brahmin mentality. He told, not necessary to give me dal and rice. Please give me some fruits. I shall take fruits. And he took some fruits and some potato, etc. Then he got it. The Prabhupada needs seva, service. And mood of service can give everything to us. Etat sarvam guru bhakti apurushat janjasajaya. What we cannot control our senses, through the service to Guru Vaishnava, we can control easily. That is the all the scripture saying. Then, when Mahaprabhu appeared, that time rules and regulation was very hard. And that time Mahaprabhu advised to everybody, you must chant 64 rounds, then I shall take prasadam to your house. But that time also nobody chanting. Few must chanting, no doubt. And after that, when Swami Maharaj come, that time also everybody not chanting 16 rounds. First they will chant must 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But chanting is necessary through service. Sevan mukhe hi jivado svayameva spurattada. But you see the behavior of Srila Swami Maharaj. Srila Swami Maharaj gave much important who have done much seva. It is true or not, you can say, I do not know. I have no experience actually. Who have done much seva, Swami Maharaj gave much encouragement to that devotee. not given who have done much mane japa, but who have done much seva, he gave much encouragement to him. It is true. Otherwise Guru Kripa Swami, which way he is a big devotee that time. You know Guru Kripa? This time I met with him and he have got much affection from Srila Swami Maharaj. But he have done seva, and which way he have done seva, everybody knows that his seva. But Swami Maharaj has given him encouragement. Now Krishna Balaram Mandir come out through his service, actually. Then seva is necessary. First seva, but it must be seva. Otherwise that's also will go wrong way. Ego, if will come to you, you will go down. Then without ego, you will try to satisfy your guru, satisfy to be Vaishnava, then you will get proper result. Mahaprabhu said three directions. Srinadabhi sunichena, tarariva sahishnuna, amanina manodena kirtaniya sadahari. If you are not qualified with three qualifications, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, kirtaniya sadahari, he can chant Hare Krishna who have these three quality. And Rupa Goswami said, Atha Krishna Namadi No Bhaved Grajyam Indriyai, that is, your tongue is mundane, your senses all mundane. Mundane sense cannot represent the transcendental sense. It is impossible. Then you must make yourself transcendental. And which way it is possible? Na sevan mukhe hi jivada ushayame vaspuratada. And see, Krishna Nam will reveal in your heart. When mercifully he will appear in your heart, he reveal himself, then you will get everything, feelings of Harinam. But you not will stop that. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not look the beat, look seva, look service, and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna chanting, it is uncountedly. Uncountedly you can chant.
Without count.
Unlimitedly.
Unlimitedly you can chant. But that is, you have got the chanting beats from your guru. Then minimum, Guru Maharaj said, minimum 4 rounds you must chant. And that's restriction, some restriction. If you cannot chant 4 rounds, then it is not will be 25,000. 4 rounds?
16 rounds,
25,000. Then minimum 6,000, no? That is 4 hours. And this is where mane mood. But as much as possible you try to chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you are doing offense to the Harinam, no doubt, but that offense also will go out if you mood of prayer and service chant Hare Krishna as much as possible. Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be merciful to you and he will make out all the offense from you and he will appear in your heart. This told Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes, Prabhu?
I'm a little embarrassed to ask this question, but I had the causeless mercy of being able to serve Srila Prabhupada for some years, not even knowing what I was doing, but somehow or other Krishna consciousness became real and the feeling of indebtedness to Srila Prabhupada was there. But over the years, maybe the waning moon or whatever, I've gotten a lot of speculative thoughts in my overactive mentality. even sometimes regarding Srila Prabhupada and esoteric questions like higher and lower Vaishnavas. And my question is, how can I bring, what can, at this point in my life, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness walk from here to here?
That's good. He wants to bring Krishna consciousness
not so much in mind, but more in heart.
And Srila Prabhupada too.
He can make everything feel more in his heart than in his head.
In relation to Srila Prabhupada.
And to Krishna
consciousness. To all.
Krishna consciousness, when really enter into the heart,
he not will go out from you can say devotee or that soul, auspicious soul, not go out from him. Krishna consciousness not khanabhangur, not
momentary
broken matter. It must exist in your heart as a form of seed. You know, seed. But when it will chance, it will get chance, it immediately will reveal in your heart. And any moment can reveal if we will get proper nourishment. Understand? Bhakti Lata Beach. It is called Bhakti Lata Beach. The beach, seed, you can plant, you can throw everywhere, but not will grow everywhere. But seed not will lose his potency. That is, it is transcendental. And you have got from Prabhupada, then it's not lost if you not will boil it by Vaishnava Aparad. Then it not will be lost. It is live in your heart, and if you give again proper nourishment, nourishment means Sravan, Kirtan, that is proper nourishment. Sravan and Kirtan, hearing from the proper channel, and Anukirtan.
After hearing
from the proper channel. Otherwise, wrong interpretation will come in your heart and make massacre. Fertilizer you will give, but fertilizer must be proper for that plant, suitable. Otherwise, it will burn the seed. Then, from proper expert, you try to take association. Nourishment, proper nourishment of Bhakti Lata Beach, good association. And through that association, seeds will get proper nourishment by you. And then you chant. What you have got, that knowledge you can chant. Sravan Kirtan. Kirtan means Anukirtan. Anukirtan, what you heard, that you can tell to others. That is Anukirtan. And that is the proper nourishment, Chaitanya Chaitamrita said. Brahmanda Bhramidikona Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Mali hoya sei bij kore aropon. Mali?
Gardener.
You are gardener now. You give nourishment, you give some sunlight, many things. What you know which a plant growing. That's Sravan Kirtan, Sharan Bandhan, like that. If give nourishment, it must grow. And that is transcendental. And it will reveal in your heart, and it will grow more and more. You will get strength when you will eat, you feel your stomach going full, you feel your body getting strength, and hankering going out,
hunger
going out, then bhakti padeshanu bhavo virakti yannatra chaishatrika eko kala. Result you will see that your mood of devotion will increase when you will give proper nourishment to bhakti lata. Mood of devotion will increase, bhakti pareshanu bhav and feelings must, substantial feelings in your heart will reveal gradually. And attachment with this mundane world, it's also go gradually. You will live with your, within your family, but attachment must will go from there. This way it will reveal in your heart. And Prabhupada given, you have got. In the middle way you have not given nourishment. Then, but seed within you, no doubt. That is, your feelings not gone out. Your feelings, it is, you need. It is with you and you need it. Increasement. Then it is not spoiled, already within you, that transcendental knowledge seat.
Yes, ma'am? I have one small question.
Small?
Yeah. Now, in
small, but
in story of Ajamil,
Ajamil,
we see he was brought up as Brahman, but when he saw a Shudra couple, man and woman embracing, his mind became contaminated and his activities became fallen. Now, you have come to the West and you are seeing what are the activities in the West. Television, newspaper, movies, everything is giving very strong mundane vibration here. And many devotees, they are afraid of that vibration. They try to insulate themselves, but sometimes they are too rigid about that insulation, and they're fearful. Now, my question to you is, what do you think, now you have seen, what is the West, how the devotees can go on when they're in this strong environment of all around them, much man, woman, sanskra, many strong vibrations are going on. How do you see that, Maharaj?
Necessary to cross over the illusionary river, to cross over. And in the river, there are many things, a crocodile, and many things in the river. But you are in a boat, then you must try to cross over that river. Then you are in the middle of river maybe, but if you keep yourself in the boat, and boat is not broken but anything, then you can go easily. It is, you Maharaj, you see in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, about Gita, they are Vishadronatata Jaya Dratha Jala Gandhara Nilo Tala. Do you know this sloka?
They're all like they can swallow whole. They're like
Gandhara Nilo Tala Shaila Grahavati Kripena Bahani Karneno Velakula Ashatthama Vikarna Ghora Makara Durjodhana Vattini Shotina Kalupandavai Rananadi Kaivarta Kakeshava.
Like Chimindula.
Many things, disturbance will come. But they cannot touch your mind if you keep yourself in the boat. And that is necessary. Not to involve with that other things. It is habit will come through unconditional service to the Guru Vaishnava and no other way. We have seen, it is my life experience I can say, we need many things, but Guru Maharaj has not to do, not to give permission to do everything. And why? Now we can understand. For this purpose, Guru Master, don't do it. Some rules and regulation, why they are put it? Now I have no restriction to read newspaper. But it was restriction in Chaitanya Shashatamata. No brahmachari will read newspaper. Brahmachari not will read newspaper. That's also applicable was with for me. And we never read newspaper before. But after few years, maybe 12 years, then Guru Maharaj said, you can read now newspaper. Then I am keeping one newspaper for our mark, but only Guru Maharaj reading and myself reading and nobody reading it. And Guru Maharaj gave that restriction for others, but take out from me. You can read now newspaper, then you can keep one newspaper. And he is every day reading newspaper. And through that, I have got much knowledge for preaching Krishna consciousness. And Guru Maharaj said it, which way I am telling, that to every action there is equal and opposite reaction, it is Newton's third law. I not read English, and I not read science. But I know many things about science, I know many things about history, I know many things about art, commerce, many things I know. Some way it's come to me, but that is the way. I am reading newspaper, actually I am seeing the advertisement. News not too much in the paper. News maybe, few news, somewhere some disturbance happen. That is very little news in the paper. But big portion of the paper, there is advertisement. And I am, if I get time, I am seeing the advertisement. And through that, I am collecting the knowledge. So, for, in favor of my preaching. And this way, if we can collect from everywhere, they cannot keep bonded ourselves. Bind us. If we can use for the service to Krishna that knowledge, then no problem will come to us. Otherwise, every high problem, we are living in mundane world, problem, without problem we cannot live here. Living in the plane of exploitation, then we only can learn here exploitation. Which way we shall exploit to others, that we can learn. No other knowledge is here. But when we will get good association, then we must get the mood of devotion. And mood of devotion within us, within everybody, the mood of devotion, only necessary to wake up. In that plane, it is English, then that.